I know you guys get so tired when I talk about polling, but I'm going to talk about polling. I like polling. I'm going to talk about it. Don't tell me I can't do it. There's some recent approval polling, and in it, the president is on a steady decline as he's been all year. In the recent Reuters poll, he's at 33% approval, the lowest of his presidency, and other surveys show something similar. He's around 33, 34, 35%. The Stray survey gets him down to 30%. And you can consider that your range right now. At the lowest, in the most unfavorable survey conditions, he is around 30%. In more favorable conditions, he is around 35 or 36%. And for the most part, he is around a third support, with close to two-thirds of Americans disapproving of his performance. Independents overwhelmingly disliking the guy. Obviously, Democrats do as well. And even some Republicans have left the fold. There's an obvious question here. Whenever I talk about polling, a lot of you ask this question. The first question is, why does any of this matter? It doesn't stop him in the first place. And you're right, it does not stop him. But it does constrain. It doesn't stop, but it constrains. It constrains the action of the administration by way of constraining the action of its allies. Trump may have some sort of Teflon shield around him, but other Republicans do not. And their willingness to be enthusiastic supporters of Trump in Congress or elsewhere is shaped by his overall popularity. Or put it a different way, how Republicans are behaving now is much more reticent than they were behaving at the beginning of last year, when it seemed as if Trump was riding high and was going to be genuinely popular. Or if you want to flip it, imagine how they would be behaving if Trump's approval was closer to 50% than 30%. Things would be way worse. Let me tell you, things would be way worse if that were the case. Because not just Republicans, but other political actors, other actors in society, would be behaving differently, more favorably to Trump, if he were closer to being popular, if he represented where the public broadly is. And the evidence we have is that he doesn't. I know people who are very pessimistic about this, who think that the polls are basically unreliable and that the public really does like Trump. But as far as the evidence we have to rely on, as far as what we can measure, that does not seem to be the case. As far as what elections are telling us so far, that does not seem to be the case. Maybe it is. Don't want to dismiss the possibility. But when it comes to what we can verify and measure, doesn't seem to be the case. There's a second question people ask whenever I talk about polls, and that is, well, why is it so high? Everything is a mess. Prices are still high. The economy is swirling around, maybe about to go down the drain. We have this disastrous war, this failed war, quite possibly the worst strategic defeat in modern American history, and even potentially the worst strategic defeat in American history. We have measles epidemics. You can't eat lettuce without shitting your pants. It's a mess in this country. And yet, he still has a third of the public behind him. Why so high? Why haven't more people abandoned him? I want to tell you a story. You know who Barack Obama is. His introduction to the world was at the Democratic National Convention in 2004, where he gave his famous "There is no red America, there is no blue America" speech.
Now, even as we speak, there are those who are preparing to divide us. The spin masters, the negative ad peddlers, who embrace the politics of anything goes. Well, I say to them tonight, there is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
At the time, Obama was running for Illinois Senate. He had already won the Democratic nomination, and he was up against a Republican incumbent, Jack Ryan. Ryan seemed to be formidable, but then there was a scandal. You see, Ryan was married to Star Trek actress Jeri Ryan, 7 of 9, from Voyager. Good character, I think.
Is there anything you don't know?
I was Borg.
I was Borg.
That's what you always say, but what does it mean? You have the knowledge of 10,000 species in your head?
Not exactly. Each drone's experiences are processed by the collective. Only useful information is retained.
Still, that probably makes you the most intelligent human being alive.
Probably.
So what do you need the rest of us for? Forget I asked.
And it had come out that Ryan was trying to force his wife into sex parties that she didn't want to be at.
5 years ago, she divorced Jack, and during the custody battle over their son, Jeri alleged that Jack wanted her to have sex with him in front of other people. and he dragged her to sex clubs in three different cities.
You took her to two clubs in New York, she says. One club I refused to go in. It had mattresses and cubicles. The other club he insisted I go to was a bizarre club with cages, whips, and other apparatus hanging from the ceiling.
And at the time, this was like a real thing that bothered people. These days wouldn't probably be a scandal, but then it was a scandal. And Ryan left the race. And he was replaced in the wisdom of the Illinois Republican Party by Alan Keyes, a Republican media personality whose main claim to fame was that he was black conservative Republican. And he was going to be their answer to Barack Obama. So Keyes gets into the race, and Barack Obama crushes this guy. Just, it's merciless. But at the end of the day, when voting finished, Keyes had still won about 27% of the vote. He had barely campaigned, basically had no connection to the state in any real way, and he was bananas.
All right, sir, let's move on, if you will. You created quite a storm this week saying that citizens of Illinois ought to own and carry machine guns. That drew a rebuke from
James...
That's
a lie. I'm sorry. That's an out-and-out lie. Walter, that's an out-and-out lie. I never spoke those words. And a question was asked me about whether or not citizens should be permitted. All I pointed out is that under existing law, private citizens can already gain access to automatic weapons. I never said anything such as you just said. Show me the words. Give me the quote. You know that it doesn't exist. When are you guys going to stop telling lies and distortions to the people of Illinois? I never said anything like you just quoted.
You just...
Give me the quote. Show it on the screen. You don't have it because it doesn't exist.
And yet, he got 27% of the vote. That 27%, and you see something similar in surveys and all kinds of things. The craziest option, the most insane option, can still get around that number. You can call that the crazification floor. It is the level at which a portion of the electorate will always support the most wildest position possible. You're not going to go below it. Nixon didn't go below it. Herbert Hoover didn't go below it. You can't really go below it. It's hard to find an instance of anyone ever going below it. That's how you should think of Trump's current standing. That there is just a portion of the public, and for Trump it may be a little higher, it may be closer to 30%, maybe closer to a third of the public, speaking to his cult of personality. But there is simply a level beyond which people are gonna support, even if it's the craziest possible thing, even if it's unreasonable. It's the crazification floor, maybe the crazification factor. And so when you're looking at Trump and his current political standing, I'm not sure you should ask yourself, why is it so high? Because I'm not sure it can get that much lower. We're approaching the floor at which there is just going to be a portion of people who support him, even if it's absolutely bananas, even if it makes no sense. It's simply a fact of public opinion that this is a phenomenon that happens. So for me, the question is, how close is he getting to that floor? And is it higher than we think or lower than we think? We'll only find that out as the country continues to, well, deteriorate. All right. As always, let me know what you think. Thank you for watching. I'll see you next time.